You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Dolphins, who got their first win of the season, beating the Jets 27-21. Darren Waller caught two touchdowns in his Dolphins debut. Miami did lose Tyreek Hill to a season-ending knee injury. Adam Schefter reporting this morning that Hill did suffer ligament damage and will undergo surgery today. Next up for the Dolphins, they'll head to Carolina on Sunday. And to the Panthers, who beat the Hurricanes 4-3 in overtime. The Cats will continue the preseason tonight against the Lightning. The puck drops at 7 from the Kia Center in Orlando. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
I didn't say anything to the guys. I think it was one of those where collectively we knew, you know, we needed to step up in general. Regardless of who's in, you know, we feel as if the next man up, and we shouldn't lack the way we play, the style of our play. We shouldn't lack any of that. So that was sort of the mantra or the mindset going into that after Tyreek got hurt. I slid and I got hit. That's what.
I wasn't concerned at all.
There's a lot of factors that sort of went into what happened last year, what happened years prior, that we've, I would say, fixed or, you know, kind of turned around with how we go about nutrition on game days, etc. So yeah,
there you have it. Concussion-free nutrition on game day. All right. Hey, Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joins us this morning. Omar, late night, bud. Appreciate you coming on this morning. How you doing?
No problem. I'm in the drive taking my daughter to her wonderful school, so it's all good.
Good.
You gotta be a parent.
Hey, and you, I know you put a lot of time in that, Omar, and you do a good job with it. So, hey, want to ask you a crazy one last night, first of all. The loss, let's start with the loss of Tyreek, now going to be out for the season. Yeah. How big of loss in the offense is it going to be? I know some people downplaying it a little bit last night because of the change of the offense and not the down the field stuff. I think it's a huge loss. He's still a number one receiver. What do you think?
It's a massive loss. I'm not sure outside of a quarterback a team could lose a bigger offensive piece. As my fellow colleague with the Sun Sentinel says, and he's classic for saying this, the Dolphins offense is Tyreek and the threat of Tyreek. And now you no longer have the threat of Tyreek. So it'll be interesting to see how defenses will adjust and change how they play him. Does it mean that it's going to suffocate the offense? I doubt that because I've seen the offense without Tyreek plenty. And it just forces Tua to have to be sharper and have to be more, you know, on point with distribution of the ball. Getting Darren Waller back, getting Darren Waller for the first time, it really showed what their vision was for the offense. Now, you know, unfortunately, they've got to tailor it a little bit more around the other weaponry. I think Jalen Waddle will get a lot of extra attention.
Yeah.
The question is, who else is going to step up? And, you know, I'm a big D. Estridge fan. Obviously, Malik Washington is a slot receiver, so he's going to have a more prominent role. Nick Westbrook, Akine, and then a name that most Dolphin fans don't know, but Theo Weiss Jr. He's a young, talented wide receiver, but he's got to learn the offense. Yeah. But he's definitely got some talent.
How surprised were you to see Darren Waller? I know Mike had mentioned we got some things we want to do maybe in the red zone with him, mm-hmm. and different packages yeah. we put together. I was surprised on how quick and how athletic he looked after being out of football so long and going into a game situation with the live bullets flying.
Yeah, I will say this about Darren Waller, and I think a lot of the fan base and a lot of media kind of owe him an apology, because some people are like, oh, he's just here for a check, or, oh, we're getting OBJ'd again. You know, Darren Waller is a guy who – he does this more. He does this. He represents way more than just Darren Waller, the player. He represents recovery and addiction and, you know, people fighting depression. Like, there are a lot of people who are Darren Waller fans. So he doesn't just play the game yeah. for himself.
Well, then I guess I got to apologize. I got to be on the apology then. I get mine out of the way early.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect, man. I had no idea. Guy's been out that long, and all of a sudden, I mean, I think it's more than fair to wonder, like, how serious are you about coming back? And he missed all of camp, but he looked so good. I give him credit.
I remember talking to Frank Smith at some point in the offseason when he wasn't practicing about what kind of impact Darren Waller has and why they're so committed to him. And literally, Frank Smith is nearly tearing up. Like, and when you're just having somebody ask you a regular question about somebody
yeah.
and you're starting to tear up, you know how important or significant that person is. Like Frank Smith, Darren Waller might be the most important person in Frank Smith's career. Darren Waller credits Frank Smith for basically saving his career. Frank Smith credits Darren Waller for like jump starting his career. Like, it's, you know, there's a connection there. So I'm not surprised that yeah. he got that many targets. And clearly, the defense told me as well, like, yeah, we saw that in practice. So we're not really that surprised.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you. And by the way, you talk about a classic way to use them as the biggest mm-hmm. target you have. Back of the end zone, throw the ball up high where he's either going to get it or nobody's going to get it and comes down with it. And two touchdowns in the red zone. So it was great stuff. Hey, so going forward, more Achane now as well, or is it going to be more maybe with the other running backs because they got the running game going a little bit last night?
I always advise them against overloading Achane. I'm sorry. The last thing I want to do is lose Tyreek Hill and then lose Devon Achane. You know, you got to get Ollie Gordon going a little bit. And I still stress this. I think their I formation plays, I think their pistol plays are the best that they do. The best thing that this offensive line can do, and you know how I feel about this offensive line, Joe, but they can run block. Like you don't hear me taking shots at them about their run blocking ability. They can run block. So play to their strengths. I would love to see this Dolphins team become more of a committed running team. And I think Mike McDaniel took a step in that direction. Even when it wasn't working, he stayed with it yesterday. And, I'm proud of him. That's a step in the right direction for Mike because he becomes such, you know, so on the Tyreek Hill tit. He forgot that, hey, there are other ways you could eat. And this is that's always been surprising to me because the run game is how Mike McDaniel got to where he is. So I'd love to see them pour into the run game a little bit more. And it's not just Devon Achane. It's more Ollie Gordon than anything.
I thought Mike's play calling was outstanding yesterday, not only sticking with the running game, but getting two outside the pocket with
yeah.
great fakes and the bootlegs, but really good play action fakes with the yeah. running game and then
especially,
getting receivers open.
You know what, Joe? When your pocket is consistently compromised, how about we move the quarterback out the pocket?
Yeah.
How about, and that's the thing. I think people, people forget Tua is athletic. Tua can move. Do you want him running? No. But that doesn't – moving doesn't necessarily mean running. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, there's a difference. Sliding around. You're right. He's not going to take off like the guys playing against last night and run for 25 yards. But he keeps plays alive, and he can get outside and make throws like he did last night. Yes.
Yeah, like move the launch point. Okay, if your play action game, like you can roll the quarterback a little bit. And that's what they did. Obviously Buffalo, it was a short week. I could see them working in that direction, because when you have a compromised offensive line, and yes, they made a switch to a starting unit, and I got to go through the film to see how the new right guard played, Cole Strange. But when you have a compromised offensive line, you got to do things differently. And fans, they want to say what Tua can't do, but they forget what Tua can do. And when he is like, when he was coming out of high school, Tua was the number one dual threat quarterback in college. I mean, in high school level, like the guy can move. Should he run? No, but he could definitely move.
Hey, let's move the defense. I know you got some stuff out today, and defense, really got off to a shaky start before getting the takeaway down on the goal line there before the Jets were ready to score. Going forward,
wasn't just that drive, Joe.
No, it was the whole damn game. Yeah, no. When you run for 200 yards or almost 200, it's not a good number in the NFL. What's the biggest problem?
Can't stop the run. Those young rookie defensive tackles, they're not good. They're not good. They're not ready. And I'm sorry. We're. I think you give them one more game, but you gotta. I'm sorry. I'm calling Christian Wilkins, figuring out, hey, Christian, you still got your Miami home? Let's see where you are in your rehab. We want to get you back in this league and get you back going right. Because it is trash. It is tremendously bad. And every defensive coordinator will tell you, if you cannot stop the run, you cannot have a good defense. And they cannot stop the run. It's every opponent, every week, every team putting you in horrible third down situations. Then you can't rush the quarterback. Then you can't get pressure on the quarterback, so you can't get turnovers. And luckily, they did get turnovers yesterday, but those turnovers were luck. That wasn't a we created turnovers. I'm sorry. A lot of those turnovers were luck.
Man, those aren't luck. Those guys, they're putting their bodies on the ball, man. The guys are running around.
But you're supposed to punch at the ball. But whether the ball comes out or not, Joe, I think that's luck more than anything. And they say they emphasized it, and that's great. But I'm sorry, Joe. Do you think that this team can survive? Do you think this team can produce a winning season allowing 5.1 yards?
No. That number. I mean, they've obviously dropped now to 158 yards a game. They're giving up 5.1 average. It's not going to work. I'm with you. So. Is it Jordan Phillips? Is it Kenneth Grant? Is it both guys struggling right now?
It's everybody, Joe. I'm not going to finger point, and I don't like to blame rookies. I give rookies till game eight. Like Jonah's been struggling. You're not going to hear a word out of my mouth till game eight, because they just have to adjust to the game.
Yeah, they got to keep playing, man. We knew there was going to be growing pains.
I get you. They got to keep playing, but that you could keep playing as a backup. They put too much on their plate too soon, and this is what happens when you go with young players, and it's not fair to have these lofty expectations on them. But when they are compromising your defense, you have to do something. And I'm at the point now where this isn't going to work. It's not going to work, and you got to do like. People are all obsessed about the offense and Tua Tagovailoa, and obviously losing Tyreek is not a good thing. But problem number one for the Miami Dolphins team is they can't stop the run. That's problem number one. And I know people don't want to put it in proper perspective, but you will be having a challenge every single day, every single week, if you can't stop the run.
Well, everybody's doing the same thing, running between the tackles, man. We saw it week one, and it didn't stop in week four for sure. Hey, real quickly, I got to tell you, man, I think Jack Jones and Rasul Douglas, I'm going to be the first one to say this, are playing pretty well. That coverage last night was really good from both veteran guys. They're playing their ass off.
absolutely. They are. Bye, baby. Have a good day, okay? They are.
Wish you wouldn't talk to me that way. You kind of turned me on a little bit there. Omar, thank you.
You
call me baby, have a nice day. Jeez, my wife never says that. Thank you.
You know what? And I said the wrong thing because she wants me to call her angel. So I should have said, I said bye, angel.
Goodbye to you too, sweetheart.
Just imagine where Jack Jones and Rasul, and I don't blame the Dolphins for what they did because they're going young. They shed all their starters. They lost Cater. And, you know, they're trying to make the best of a bad situation that you intentionally put your team in, which is another whole different conversation. But imagine where Rasul Douglas and Jack Jones would be if maybe they'd been here all of OTAs or all of training camp. Because Jack Jones was an unemployed free agent for a long time, and I know why. Rasul Douglas,
Rasul is in any hurry to get to anybody's camp till the end. I think he knew exactly what he needed.
You're not wrong, but maybe you put an extra $500,000 on the plate, and he was like, all right, let me come to camp. Or you tell him, you know, you ain't got to work that hard during camp.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Joe, but we began the conversation.
Omar, you're breaking up on me. I don't know where you are. You broke up a little bit on your last side. Hey, I just want to say this to you. Feel better about this team and a 27-21 win, or are you still concerned?
What happened yesterday does not make me more confident in the team. In fact, losing Tyreek and the fact that you cannot stop the run just makes me even more concerned. You got to evolve. You got to adjust. And this is probably going to be the biggest challenge of Mike McDaniel's career now, coaching this team without Tyreek. Yeah. And even when you didn't have Tua and you had a quarterback who basically spent 5 minutes in the offense before he actually had to go play, that was a great challenge. You still had Tyreek and you still had the threat of Tyreek. Now what do you do when you don't have one of the best weapons in the NFL terrorizing defensive coordinators?
Omar, thank you. And you're right about Tyreek. And even with the short passing game, he's still a threat. You still talk about don't let him get past you in the secondary. So I'm with you. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you coming on.
All right. Talk to you later.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning. Right now, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED, and Low T. Fellas, hey, man, I don't want to get into your business, but I'm going to let you get into mine. I had full-blown low T and ED. It was bad. Energy level shot. Stopped doing work. Stopped working out. Sitting on the couch. I couldn't stay awake watching a movie. I fall asleep. But I'm still eating the same amount, so I gained that 20 pounds that seems to happen when low T kicks in with ED. My sex drive was gone. I mean, it wasn't hit and miss. It was just gone. She become my best friend. Hell, I might as well sleep in the other bedroom. I got to tell you, man, I wanted to get rid of it. I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. It made a huge difference. It did. I got the T, the PSA test, met with their professionals, had that honest conversation. I'm talking to people I don't even know, and I'm going, okay, you got there, okay, hey, we can take care of it. We'll put you on a program. I got to tell you, the results were fast. Boy, they police it all the way through to make sure you get the best results. We got 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Set up that first appointment. Brand new location in Hollywood. That's number 7. Hey, check out Atlantic Men's Clinic. Guys, 40s, 50s, 60s, if it's going on with you, low T and ED, make a call to Atlantic Men's Clinic and set up that first appointment. It works.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good portion of our team. We had offense up at the time, obviously, and so they're already close to the hash. And specifically, I saw him make eye contact and rip a joke or two to Waddle and Devon. And you know, I think a lot of guys got back into the game. You know, provoked by what he said verbally. You know, we've talked a lot about all the stuff that, you know, Tyreek has done this off season, and a big portion is leading by example and connecting with his teammates. And he kind of utilized that connectivity to make sure that his team was finishing on the right end. You know, so he was inspiring in that situation, and I think his teammates benefited from that.
All right, welcome back, and you heard Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Miami Dolphins, talking about Tyreek Hill and his injury, and of course, some more news coming out this morning from ESPN, who has great contact at him. Adam always talks to
Adam Schefter again from Drew. Schefter, yeah. So anyway, Joe, yeah, it was the ligaments, which we were concerned. That was the big concern, right? The ligaments in the knee, those were torn, including the ACL. He is going to have surgery today. So this is going to be a very long-term injury here for the Dolphins.
Hey, man, he's going to be missed. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's so weird. You know, sooner or later, everybody is going to be 100%. Everybody's going to get injured playing this game, and you hope it's not a bad one when it's your call, and it happens. But my God, man, you know, when you see a guy, you know, catch the ball the way he does on the side, and he's taking hits from everybody and stuff, and to see him have an injury like this is just you're driving home last night going, wow. Of all the guys and guys that get rolled up on and on the offensive line and Tua taking a hit and just all the things that could happen, right? I just never placed Tyreek Hill, who's just been so durable, even banged up. He played and go in the locker room, he'd come back out and he'd finish the game and horse collar tackle. Was that last year, the year before, and limped off? You go, that's a
that
bad
was the
one.
Tennessee game.
And then the guy, like, he comes back out and he plays. And just to see this. And the second part of this, I do agree with Omar on this part. He's going to be missed, man. That guy is a number one receiver. And even when he doesn't get the ball, he's setting somebody else to get the ball because they're worried about where he is and making sure somebody's close to him, knowing that if he catches it and you're out of position just a step or two, he could take it to the house. And he's adjusted his game, even the short game. Woody and I were talking. Look, he's because of what they've asked him to do, he's been catching a lot more 8, 9, 10-yard receptions and runs a few yards for it. So the numbers are down. But that doesn't mean he hadn't been a big part of the offense that you have here early this season. And he truly is what a number one receiver looks like. And number one receiver not only catches a lot of footballs, but also scores a lot of touchdowns. And he's done, not recently, but has done a lot of that with the great speed that we know he still has. So hopefully he's able to come back. And this does put a lot more pressure on everybody else coming back, man, from the running back room to the tight ends and all the other receivers, and none more than Jaylen Waddle. Hey, you're now 1A, man. Jaylen Waddle, you are 1A.
Remember we had that talk? That was the last year, the year before. Is Jaylen Waddle number one? I want to find out.
Well, last year he was a 2.
He's just got to stay healthy.
And
that's the issue, right? With Waddle, he's got to find a way to stay healthy. But yeah, man, it's a big difference when you don't have that other guy on the other side. Big difference. Because he's going to get the top corner for every team. And they know that he's the big threat now. So that's going to be a tough one for him. But Joe, I'm just curious because we got a few texts about this. I know you walk around the field before the game. Was anything wrong with the turf?
I saw guys slipping
last night because people were talking about the turf, and I know that the grass. I know that they have like the best grass money can buy over there, but it did, at least on TV, it looked a little chewed up. But
well, there was no game, so it wasn't chewed up from that. But
I don't think it had anything to do with Tyreek's injury, though. What people are getting, I think the fact that Tyreek was going out of bounds and the guy decided to lunge at his legs.
Saw some guys make some cuts and slip last night because we mentioned it too when we were talking about it a little bit. I don't know what to say except Mr. Ross went out and bought the highest, best grass you can buy for big guys that are going to run around on your football field in all kinds of weather. It is considered the best in the business. Hell, he bought it from somebody else because he was tired of not being able to get it.
Yeah, I just don't think that injury had anything to do with the grass.
No, the sideline thing had nothing to do with it at all. And whatever you think of the grass, I don't know if it was wet, slippery. They have a system that sucks up the water real quickly underneath a pan.
No, you can tell. You can tell because the Canes have played in some like really rainy games so far this season, and the field holds up fine.
Yeah.
But it did. I mean, it looked a little chewed up on TV last night. So I just wanted to bring it up to you because people are commenting on it.
I was down there on the field before the game, and I wasn't running routes.
I know, but you like to get a lay of the land. I like that.
I just was looking to see, and I wasn't thinking about, wow, it's going to be a little slippery for these guys. So I don't know about that. I do know this, though, that Mike called a hell of a game last night. Mike McDaniel really called a great game that was good for the offensive line, good for the running game, and really good for the quarterback. It was getting him outside the pocket for a lot of different reasons, but also had receivers in his face. When he'd roll out, there were guys coming across at different levels to get him the football. And in some cases, wide open, tied in wide open, your receivers wide open. And so they end up being great plays off bootlegs, and a lot of this happened because you're able to have some success. What did they run for, 120 something yards last night? So the running game is obviously going forward going to be really important. But make no mistake about it. Because he wasn't in preseason, he didn't do much. And honestly, we didn't look great in preseason when he didn't do much. There were some practices you like to forget about. He's important. Whether it's short routes, it's not like he can only run a takeoff because he's a track guy. He can run them all. He runs crossing routes. He's a threat. So he will be missed, man. He is.
He'll be more than missed, Joe. It's a big, big loss.
I'm with Omar on this thing. I don't like ranking guys like, hey, guys you can't afford to lose, but.
He was on the top of the list.
He's right up there.
I wonder if they start to get some packages together with Achan and Gordon. Maybe use those guys some way together. I don't know if there's something they could do, but I think it's a nice 1-2 punch those guys have. A couple other people chiming in on the injury here. Someone said that looked like the everything kept going. The defender kept going, but his leg locked in the turf. To me, it just looked like the guy just rolled on his leg.
I don't know what to say, man. You're going to get your foot's planted and a guy rolls on you, stuff's going
to
happen.
I said this earlier to you. I don't know if you agree. 954 says the way he grabbed Tyreek and rolled his leg out of bounds to me was dirty as hell. Everyone knows Tyreek was going out of bounds. He avoids getting tackled at all costs. BS, that was a dirty-ass play. I'm with you. I think it was really clear he was going out of bounds. That guy did not need to lunge at his legs.
I didn't see enough. And honestly, if you guys tell me it's dirty, I mean, it's your opinion.
I mean, I just think it was clear that he was going out of bounds. And Tyreek is not the kind of guy that like fakes to go out of bounds and will turn up the field on you. I don't know why you need to lunge at the guy's legs like that. But I
can't comment. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it up close to, but if you think it's a dirty play, I'm not going to change your mind. So
someone said we might have found a team that makes more mistakes than we do.
Oh my God. Look at and the Jets been doing this. I mean, the things that happened to that team last night, Aaron Glenn's been talking about sloppy tackling. Did you see the Achan run?
Yes, I did.
I mean, half the defense was over there. They look sloppy. The penalties, the turnovers, not taking care of the ball. Your quarterback standing back there with a guy about ready to sack him and take him down. He's carrying the ball out. What do you think's going to happen? Think he was just going to, you're going to get away from him? It was a lot of bad stuff. There were two plays, both turnovers that turned that game upside down. Their first drive, they're going right down the field, 76 yards. You had 76 yards rushing in one drive. That's hard to do. They went down the field and were getting ready to score. He was going in to score.
Yes, he was.
And you fumble the ball. They get it on the four, and the Dolphins take it right down the field. So instead of being down 7-3 to the Jets early in the game, they're up 10-0 off that. And now you get the ball to start the second half. You've got your offense ready to go out there. Talking about the Jets. Kickoff return guy fumbles the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that sets the Dolphins up to score again.
The fumble was a good play, though. It was like a fluke play, like, you know, the Colts guy just like dropped it out the back of the end zone. That was a good play. It was a Minka, right, that knocked it out?
You talking about kickoff return?
No, the fumble going into the end zone there. Like, that was a good play. Like, that ball got punched out.
So I don't buy.
It wasn't like a fluke play.
So Omar's big on it. He makes it sound like all these takeaways are lucky. These guys.
No, that wasn't a lucky play, Joe. The guy knocked the ball out. Like, that's a good play.
And Cameron Good,
teach you to do.
Cameron Good comes in from the side and jacks the return guy. And if you get hit hard enough and you punch the ball while you're doing it or get your shoulder pads full speed on the football and it's a little loose and a guy's not carrying it. A lot of guys don't carry the football with both arms. They put it in one and the other one is to run.
I don't want to hear about luck though, man.
Yeah, like
the Dolphins don't have enough bad luck. On their side.
Well, I don't want to hear about it.
Come on, man.
Takeaways are lucky. That's a new one. That's a new one. I don't know. A lot of coordinators probably wouldn't want to hear that was luck. So what was it before that, the three games they didn't have any? I mean, they're getting after. That's one of the things that he wanted to see. Now, listen, Anthony Weaver, probably not real excited when he got home last night to that beautiful wife and getting up this morning about the way his defense played overall. probably not happy with the run defense. I mean, I wouldn't be happy. The only question would be, you know, why, you know, got to do a better job. And the young guys are going to play. I did that little pause. I don't know why I did that. It was a tired pause. Young guys got to play. You can't give up on the draft picks and throw them out. Well, we can't. No. They were all in when we went to our new game plan of putting this team together in the offseason. They had made it a point. I thought it was going to be four or five. Hell, it's just about every guy we drafted, especially on the D line. They drafted three of them, and the top two guys are going to continue to play a lot of football. And they're not playing great. Jordan Phillips and Kenneth Grant are not playing great. They're not playing great. Savia Nye is not playing great yet. But you can't give up on them. Those are your guys. Those are your first and second and fifth round picks. They're going to get better. The only way you take them out is if you're going, uh-oh, somebody lost some confidence. That's a different deal. But if they're in there and they're wanting to get better and working their ass off and they're not happy about this, then you got the right guys.
Just a real quick to update you, Joe, this is coming from Ian Rappaport. We already mentioned this, that surgery is today, and there's a possibility that he could have additional surgeries. We had that from the Twitter doctor earlier. He says, no guarantee he'll be ready for 2026. Here's the money part of it. None of the 2026 salary is guaranteed now. $11 million of the almost $30 million becomes fully guaranteed if he's on the roster in March, plus a $5 million roster bonus. So that's how this works out financially here. And I assume the Dolphins will do right by him, but, you know, I don't know.
Wait a sec. You think they're going to keep him around?
Well, I don't think they're going to screw the guy, but right. And I know it's cold business and all, but I'm guessing they will take care of him.
I don't know. I don't know, Woody. You ought to calm down on that before.
Well,
you ought to calm down before you decide that that's the right thing to do.
You usually would cut him.
Guys get released all the time, man. A lot of guys get released because they're not healthy. They do. That's what happens. Hey, we got to go to break here, Woody. Good try, though, trying to do that thing there, Mr.
Well, trying to help the guy out.
He got big numbers against the cap. What do you think is going to happen? Seriously, is that what you think is going to happen? In your heart, you really think that's going to happen?
Well, if the heart was involved, then we would take care of him.
All right, so the salary cap doesn't have a heart. So anyway, we've got more stuff to get to here this morning. Woody, I love your take on everything. Boy, I tell you, you're all over the place. You should be laughing at yourself back there. Hey, we've got more stuff. I do want to tell you about Dr. Barry and his staff at Recovery Unplugged. Hey, you know what? A lot of guys going through some highs, lows, going through some rough times. Things go on in your life, and you can use a little help. It's okay. It happens to a lot of guys out there. We all go through it, man. The roller coaster of life, being a man, can be a tough one sometimes. And if you're going through some mental health stuff right now, Recovery Unplugged Behavioral Health has a beautiful mental health residential program in Fort Lauderdale. For 12 years, they've helped over 20,000 people heal with expert clinical team and their innovative treatments like ketamine therapy for depression, anxiety, and trauma. If you or someone you love needs some help, needs a winning strategy, call 954-737-4508. 954-737-4508. Pick up the phone or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Everyone deserves a great season in life. Recovery Unplugged, heal out loud.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't drink or text and drive. Yeah, I'm with you, Woody. I don't text.
Well said.
I don't text very much on the freeway, but I got to tell you, if you noticed, it's a problem.
Yes, I have noticed.
It is a problem. And by the way, they're usually in the fast lane, swerving a little bit. I'm talking turnpike talk. And they're going back and forth a little bit. Now, in the old days, probably drugs and alcohol combination. Now, they got their head down on that friggin' phone.
Well, there's a race this morning on the way in. I don't know if you caught it. There was a cyber truck going up against the GMC truck. This is a little race down the highway. Oh, those cyber trucks are fast, though, man. I'm sure it won, but I didn't get to see the finish. Oh.
When that happened?
Oh, it was this morning. There's always races out there on the highway, but this one was going right past the stadium this morning.
Oh,
yeah. Cyber truck, man.
Okay.
Wouldn't have picked that one for a race, but it was those things have some good pickup, I think.
Listen to you now.
Plus, it's good for the environment.
Look at you, kind of you're a Brower guy. Look at you.
I know,
huh?
And I'm also an environment guy. Oh, big on saving the planet.
Yeah, you're.
That's why I got my Equinox EV.
You're a lot of things, Woody.
I like to save the planet, Joe. I got to do my part.
You're a
bro.
Lot of things.
I'm. I shut up. I'm doing my part. I'm doing my part.
Cloud over. Oh, I got a good one for you last night. I want to share something with you. Oh, I'm going to talk to you privately about it, but why?
Okay.
So guess who parked next to me in the parking lot last night? I want to give them a chance to get up before we go to 9 o'clock hour. The chain gang.
Okay.
So they're putting their stuff in.
The guys like that hold the things.
They're all together.
Wow.
And the guy goes, "Hey, Joe, how you doing?" And I go, "Hey, man, we're the chain gang. We didn't realize you park out where we are." And I go, yeah. You know, I get to see people and talk to everybody. And, you know, everybody's in a good mood last night leaving. And he goes, "Yeah, hey, by the way," he started ripping you about get rid of the old. And these guys are in great shape, by the way. Nobody was. They were a little bit older. Not my age, but older. And the guy goes, "Hey, tell young guy, it's always taking shots at old people and us, and starting with us, the chain gang, that maybe he'd like to race me."
Well, I'm out of the racing game, but
I told him you weren't.
Yeah, I'm out of that game, but you're not a fan of the new virtual measurement.
No, I like to just put the chain. I like the chains.
Okay, you would like the chains. The virtual measurement's like, it's accurate. It's quick. It's done.
No, it's not quick. We just haven't seen it recently. It's not fast. I like the chain gain. Let the guys,
My concern for those guys, they're standing so close to the sideline and they always get run into.
You don't care about them.
I do. Of course I care about them. I don't see guys get hurt.
You don't care about, you don't.
Don't tell me what I care about.
Anyway, I don't want to see them get hurt. They're not fans of yours.
Well, I'm fans of theirs. I'm just looking out for their safety. You tell them that next time.
If they park next to me, I'll just tell them what.
I had no idea where you were going with that. By the way, I thought you were going to tell me like Tannenbaum or something parked next to you.
No, was Tannenbaum at the game?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't know if he's in studio or where he is.
I don't know. That was one of my favorite things when we ran into him when you ran into him at camp.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it so much. Really am.
You got to admit those things are kind of funny.
No, it's friggin' awkward.
It was awkward.
But
it was
so
awkward.
Funny that his wife had no idea. Apparently, hadn't said anything to her, so she wanted to keep talking. I met the whole family, the kids, and he's just staring at me, and not happy. And yeah. Mike, if you're listening in Palm Beach, I have nothing against you. I don't. You're making a living, man. Hoping to get another job in with a team. I got no.
He just wants you to know that his takes are not for TV. That's really what he thinks.
No, that's his thing.
That's what he thinks.
That's what he said.
Real quick, by the way, shout out to Jason Taylor, by the way. We got to get that in there. Mason played well last night.
Hey, man, how cool was that?
Very cool.
I made it a point without going too far because he plays for the Jets, but that was cool seeing him get some catches last night.
So they showed JT up in the suite. You know, he's got the Hall of Fame jacket on.
I didn't get
on.
To see. Oh, I did see the Hall of Fame jacket.
Yep, he's got the jacket on. Then they started talking about that D-line he's coaching down at Coral Gables.
Did they?
Yeah.
They went right to Fowler's doing the game. And
yeah, Fowler's doing the game, so he knows. He does all the college games.
Well, listen, he was a proud father last night. I saw Katina and Katina, the whole family. There,
yeah, Zach, they were all up there in that,
Zach Thomas,
in that suite.
The whole gang was there last night. It was just got to be fun for them. Can you imagine going to see your son or your grandson play for a first time professionally?
Pretty cool.
That is just cool, man. Just cool. Anyway, and then he had some nice catches last night as well. Hey, 9 o'clock hour's coming up. It is truck month at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Oh, man, we got some great looking trucks. We got some trucks, and we want to let you know if you are a truck person and just starting to look around, we got great offers going on trucks right now at your nearest Chevy dealer, and we got 14 of them throughout South Florida. How about the durable Colorado with its standard Turbo Max engine and impressive torque? Boy, I'll tell you what, anything you have set to do in South Florida, that truck is perfect for you. Maybe it's a Silverado 1500, ready, steady, and strong, delivering all the power and advanced tech needed for the workday workhorse, and the weekend warrior does it all for you. Yep. Anything for work as well as all the toys on a weekend. And a Silverado HD. It offers big payload numbers, legendary horsepower, one of the hardest working beds in the business. Hey, whether it's a midsize, full size, or heavy duty truck, Chevy pickups got everything you need. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.